Blog Talk Radio.
Rico and Dr. Kenneth Rehm. Welcome to our 30-minute discussion this Friday on Foot Expert Online, discussing topics that can keep your feet healthy and affect your overall health. 646-787-1532 is the call-in number. And good morning, Dr. Rehm.
Oh, yes, How are you? A good morning. It is a good morning. I'm doing great. How are you doing, Don Allen?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Yes.
This is exciting because this is our first introductory episode, and we just happened to be, we got it started simply because this is Diabetic Awareness Month, and Dr. Rehm actually asked me, he says, can you help set up a call so that we can talk to people and about their feet, about their health and things like that. So tell us a little bit, Dr. Rehm, what people can expect at this show.
Well, you mean about the diabetic foot.
Absolutely.
The thing I have to tell you, Don Allen, is I'm a podiatrist and I'm board certified the diabetic foot. And that means I've been studying it and dealing with it for a long time. And what my main objective is really, I've told my staff this a long time. They don't believe me. They laugh at me. I want to put myself out of business, because when I heal a wound or when I treat somebody, I want them to stay treated. I want them to stay well. I want to prevent the problem from reoccurring. But unfortunately, so many people get a regression of their problem. It seems like a chronic problem when, you know what? It's all preventable. And so what I want people to do is to pay attention to prevention. This is my whole thing, attention to prevention, Don Allen. And so there are rules and things that have to come into play for people that get diabetes to prevent diabetic foot disease.
I agree with you on that, and I know, because let me just share just a quick story with my experience with Dr. Rehm. I am actually Dr. Rehm's publisher, so I helped him publish a book that is The Secrets to Managing and Recognizing Foot Pain. It's the Dr. Rehm's Foot Pain Manual. And through that association, my mother, who is just about 80 years old, and she is, fortunately, she's not diabetic, but there's a lot of things that, symptoms that would even make it look like she's diabetic. But we've been dealing with a wound on her ankle for about 3 years now. And, I've been taking her to the doctor and taking her to different doctors, and that I finally got tired of it. And within 3 months of talking to Dr. Rehm and having him coach me on how to take care of the wound, we were able to heal it. And so, that is something that when you talk about these, rules, I agree with you. And I agree also, though, that, people probably won't follow them unless they're really wanting to take care of their feet. So,
well, it's well known in the medical world that people have to have a critical event before they start paying attention to things in lifestyle that's not the default. But I don't want people to have a critical event when they do diabetes. I want people to prevent problems before they start. I want to help people help themselves before they go to the doctor. You know, Don Allen, we cannot afford to get sick anymore in this country with this system, with the healthcare system and all the insurance problems and entanglements. And so that's why I want people to pay attention to prevention. By the way, is there any, is people out there listening, can they call in for questions if they have questions about the diabetic foot?
Absolutely. And our call-in number, as we mentioned, we'll mention it throughout the show. It's 646-787-1532. So if you have a question or you want something, and then we'll work you in as quickly as we can. So it's 646-787-1532.
Well, you know, I want people to understand that most of the complications that come into diabetes related to the foot is preventable. And the foot is attached to the rest of the body. So when you're preventing these foot problems, you're also helping the diabetes. And I've worked out a keep your feet .. healthy program. Don, that's a play on words. It means keep your feet, don't get amputated, but keep your feet healthy. That's prevention.
Absolutely.
And so can we talk about the program that I've developed regarding keep your feet healthy?
Yeah, absolutely. And like I say, that too is if they want a copy of your book, that is available at the diabeticfoot.com, I believe.
And, yes, the diabeticfoot.com.
But let's go ahead and talk about those 11 things that they can do.
Well, you know what? The basis, when people have diabetes in the family, they don't even have to get the disease. When they have diabetes in the family, they should investigate their medical history, their family history, and I want them to discover their risk. And it's just like myself. I have a lot of diabetes in my family. I do not have diabetes, but I'm crazy about my diet. I'm taking crazy about exercise. I'm crazy about taking the vitamins. And I don't want to get the disease. And like I say, you have to pay attention to prevention. So in my opinion, this is the very first thing somebody should do if they is to discover their risk. And the second thing I would like people to do is to educate themselves. Okay? If they have risk for whatever it is, in this case, we're talking about diabetes. But if they have risk for cancer or whatever the problem is, educate yourself. And this further empowers you to prevent it. Educate yourself.
Okay. Well, you know, I think one of the things too, Dr. Rehm, is that this show, the purpose of this show is simply for education, so that people can understand this, so that they can ask questions to a board-certified doctor who, you know, is, and I think that's very important because, see, for me, that was, I had the opportunity to ask you questions at a particular time when we were going through some problems with my mom's feet. And,
absolutely.
And in fact, when we finally here recently, you know, she still once a week she goes to a wound care specialist just to make sure everything is okay. But the doctor said he wants to hire me as a care because he says I do such a good job. And I have to say that the work that I do and I always give credit. I says Dr. Rehm is who taught me how to do it. And so, plus I use the products that you have for, you know, the feet and things like that. So, I agree with you is that people can learn, and this is a great place for education.
Absolutely. Okay. You know, I got to tell you a little story which addresses my next principle of the Keep Your Feet Healthy program. Is I was at the gym today, and I went to the gym, and there were people that did not have any family, they did not have any Thanksgiving, and these were the people that were trying to prevent further complications to their disease. These are the people that had the disease. Isn't that funny? There was some guy doesn't have any home, and he just got diabetes and heart disease, and he's working out. And it comes, it brings to light that social well-being, building a team, building your family relationships is so important to keeping your health and therefore keeping your feet healthy. It's so important. Building these social relationships, people who have family do much better at keeping themselves healthy. So that's really the third thing that I want to talk about. The next thing is, can you see that happening? Can you see that social well-being is an important part of keeping yourself healthy and keeping your feet healthy? Can you see that?
Well, you know, we've talked about this before, and, you know, the thing that you have always said is that if they're alone and they don't have somebody to talk to, it's really, you know, it's hard for them. And so that, like you say, the team that they build, and I think this is a super opportunity for people to, you know, consider Dr. Ream as part of their team, which, you know, I mean, that's what I do, and that's what keeps
You build your team. But let me just quickly list the others. Mental, emotional, psychological fitness, not fitness, but fitness, medical, nutritional fitness, body and feet exercise fitness, biomechanical stability, that means balance, shoes, inserts, and then keeping your feet in check. Go to your doctor, go to your endocrinologist, go to your podiatrist. The most important thing is healthy skin. When it comes to the feet, skin and nail health. I want people to look at their feet every day and treat those dry, cracked heels and the skin, because it's the germs that get in there. It's the infection. It's the bacteria that gets in the skin and can cause infection and breakdown of the skin. And this is where I particularly feel passionate about the skin. I remember when I was a senior in podiatry school, and my favorite rotation was dermatology. And that was at University of California in San Francisco. And the dermatologist had his own remedy for diabetic foot problems. He had a cream. And when I got into practice, I couldn't find the recipe to the cream until one day I found it, and I reproduced it and augmented. Every year I make it better, you know, more modern discoveries come out. And right now we have a diabetic foot cream that's part of a program that is the Balm-Riche program. First you use the cleansing ready pads to make the skin ready and receptive to the skin. It creates a pathway for the beautiful foot cream I've developed.
Okay. Absolutely. You know, I have to say that, you know, part of the regimen that I have been able to help my mom with, and you know, one of the things she had, it was so tender, her feet, she couldn't walk on them. And I think it was partially neuropathy of, you know, the problems that she had with her feet. But every day, and when I first started treating her, and she'd be mad at me if I say this, if she heard it online, because she says, I'm not dirty. She says, I take care of them, and I understand what she's saying, you know. She might wash her feet or take a shower or whatnot, but most people don't realize that it's not the once a day. It's like you know, you taught me is that when do you brush your teeth? Once a week? You brush them every day. You brush them in the morning. You brush them in the night. You know, you've got to brush your feet, too. They live in their own environment.
You know, my favorite question, people get these big, thick, ugly toenails. They really do. And they come into the office. They're embarrassed about it. They don't know what to do. And they ask me, doctor, what causes these toenail problems? And I love that question because I answer the question with a question. And you know what that question is, Don Allen?
Do you brush your teeth every day?
No, the question is, I ask them if they brush their teeth. And of course they brush their teeth. And then I ask them if they brush their toenails. And they brush their feet. No, they don't do that. But I have to tell you that just like the teeth, the toenails are part of the skin. It's an outgrowth from the skin. And the mouth has a certain environment for the teeth, just like the shoes and the toenails have a certain environment that grows an equivalent to tartar on the teeth. We get this debris on the toenails, and it collects over the years. But if we paid attention and cleaned it every day, using, in my case, the Balm Reef products I've developed, they're patent pending. They cleanse and they condition the skin. There's nothing like it. And they help prevent some of the changes that take place because of the diabetes, because of a patent pending formula. There, I gave myself a point. I hope you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. No, absolutely. Because, see, the thing of it is until I started working with you, you could ask me the same question. I would have said no, but after I started, every single night, I'll go brush my teeth and I'll sit on the side of my bed and brush my feet. I'll clean them. I'll put the cream on them. And I can tell you, it really makes a difference. And where I've seen it made a difference is with my mom. When I started working with my mom's feet, I'm telling you, they were disgusting. I didn't even want to deal with them. But now I can work with them, and they're kept clean. They're kept clean on a daily basis. The toenails were just black and thick and ugly, and we've got them back to where they're soft and pliable, and they're a better color. And that's taken probably six months to do that. But I use the Balm Reish products and the cleansers so that it keeps it. And her feet. That are not as sore and tender to walk on by using that. So I'm a fan, and I'm a true believer in the products that you have, Dr.
Well, exactly. And it's a place where people can look at their feet every day, treat their feet, feel their feet, appreciate their feet, which is treatment as well for the neuropathy. Dr. Brand said you have to touch your feet and feel their feet, because a lot of people don't feel their feet. But when they touch them and when they look at them, inspect them every day, they get back in touch with the feet, because a lot of times this neuropathy prevents people from appreciating their feet. That's kind of a deep concept. But you know what? If you want to appreciate anything more about the diabetic foot, you want to learn about prevention, don't forget, pay attention to prevention. Go to thediabeticfoot.com, and see what I have to offer, because prevention of diabetic foot problems, Don Allen, is my life, and you know that.
Absolutely. I have to testify to that, because, like I say, anytime anybody says anything about feet and has a problem, I know where to refer them to, and anytime I have a problem, I just happen to have the luck to be able to call you up, and I appreciate that.
Well, people can get in touch with me through the website as well. We have, we have the website and so forth that they could get in contact with me. This is such a great forum, Don Allen, for discussing these things. And of course, the foot is attached to the rest of the body, so everything I'm saying regarding the foot is actually helping prevent the diabetic changes that take place all over the body.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the one of the other things too, Dr. Ream, and I think that's probably your next step that you're going to, is you say also ride on good tires. And you know, we think about the car and you know how we look at our tires, and sometimes we don't. Sometimes that we ignore the tires on our car until they actually blow off. But do people pay attention to the shoes that they ride on, that they run on, like tires on a car?
You know what? They pay more attention to their car than they do their shoes. People, excuse me for being sexist, but women pay attention to the cosmetics of the shoe and how beautiful it is. And that's more important than the healthy look of the shoe. And you know what? There's places that you can go to in each city that can combine the cosmetics and the good-looking aspects of both shoes and of being healthy and good-looking. So you can't just look at shoes from a cosmetic point of view.
Okay. Why is that important?
Well, you know what? The foot, a lot of the problems created in the foot are caused by pressure. There's three types of pressure. There's pounding pressure. There's rubbing pressure. There's tearing pressure called shearing. And the proper pair of shoes prevents the pressure that goes through the foot as the foot hits the ground and balances itself. That's all pressure. And a good pair of shoes with proper inserts are the most important thing. I'm breaking up.
We've got a caller.
I'm looking forward to answering some questions here.
Yes. Okay. So let's go ahead and put them live. Hey, here we go. Hello. This is Don Allen Rico and Dr. Ream. Who do we have calling in? You're live. Hello.
Oh, is it me?
You're on the air.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I'm Jackie. And
Jackie, do you have a question for Dr. Ream?
I do. I noticed that I like to take care of my feet, and I do go and get, you know, pedicures regularly. But in between, my skin is so dry. Even though I feel like I'm taking care of my feet, I try a million things, and my skin is still dry, and sometimes it even gets rough feeling, and that really bothers me.
Are you diabetic?
I'm pre-diabetic.
You know what? That's a very important concept. Pre-diabetics are we're noticing that pre-diabetics get a lot of the changes in the feet as well. But you know, it goes without saying, Jackie, that you have to pay attention to your diet, and you have to pay attention to prevention, and the foot is attached to the rest of the body. But we have a program that you can use the Balmreich Duo program and use our cleansing pads to clean off the debris and make a pathway for the diabetic cream to go in, the Balmreich diabetic cream to penetrate, relax, condition, and it's so wonderful for the skin and nails. It really is. It's magnificent. And I would go to the diabeticfoot.com website, and I would look into purchasing the diabetic duo, the cleansing ready pads and the diabetic cream. It's phenomenal. That's what I could suggest, besides all the other wonderful things that you could do to prevent diabetes in general.
Okay, yeah, I've used a lot of creams, so I guess I'm going to try one more. Dr. Ring, it sounds like you know what you're talking about. And
I not only know what I'm talking about, this is my life's work. I'm passionate about it, and I love the products I developed in myself, and there's a patent-pending process on this whole prevention aspect.
And Jackie, I'm gonna have to tell you too, Jackie, that that I use the cream, but not only for me, but I use it for my mom and her feet. And I started with dealing with her feet, and they were, I didn't like them. They were dry, they're scaly. And I started using this cream, and it really makes a difference. And her feet are soft and pliable, and the nails are soft and pliable. And I use it. So I'm not only a fan, but I'm a diehard user of it. So it's not just me saying, you know, and I don't get paid for saying that. Dr. Reed hasn't asked me to say that. It's something that I actually use, and I'm a I believe in it myself.
Okay. Oh,
okay,
that's great.
I'll give it a try.
Thank you, Jackie. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Jackie.
Sure.
All right. Maybe there's some more people out there that want to call the number and ask me a question. If not, go to diabeticfoot.com and you can get a hold of me through there.
It's exactly. Our call-in number is 646-787-1532. And that is, we're happy to take the calls. We only have about 4 minutes left on the show. So we're going to be covering a couple more things here. And Dr. Reem, I think your call, we lost in the last couple minutes here. We've been talking about riding on good tires. That means good shoes, orthotic inserts, cushions, and to be able to take not only a good-looking shoe, but a good-feeling shoe that helps take care of those pressures. So let's see. See if Dr. Rin can call back in here, and so that we can finish the show here. Sometimes I know that this is kind of hard, the problems that we have with this, but it's like I say, I have learned so much just simply working with Dr. Reem and helping him, first of all, publish his book, The Secrets to Managing and Recognizing Foot Pain. It's Dr. Reem's Foot Pain Manual. Something that we, that as individuals, we need to know. We take care of our, Dr. Reem, sorry, we lost you for just to have you. We've just got a couple more.
Yeah, let's go. Sure.
Are you with
me? I'm with you, but you're blocking out. I'm sorry, fans.
So we're up to point number 9, exercise your body.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? I want you to pay attention to exercising your body and your feet. We call this feetness, not fitness, but feetness. And then put safety, clean, keep your feet clean, protected, and warm. But something that's really important lately is when you're preparing to prevent disease, and remember, I always say attention to prevention, consider financial considerations, because if there is a problem, finances could be very important. And I want people to consider that in their paradigm of prevention. People don't think of considering the finances, but you want to be in control of your health. You want to go to the doctors you want to go to the hospitals you want to go to. And so financial considerations is very important. I wanted to bring that into the mix.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Any last 30 seconds worth of words?
Well, you know what? I want to say this. It's a famous saying I have. If it is to be, it is up to me. My name is Dr. Rehm, R-E-H-M. Go to thediabeticfoot.com and pay attention to prevention.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thanks for being with us this morning or on the recorded call. This is Don Allen Rico and Dr. Kenneth Rehm, the foot expert online. Remember to keep your feet healthy. So bye for now. Thank you.
Don Allen.
I'll call you right back.